Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
You spoke about the wealthiest man, black man in the world. He comes from Africa, comes from Nigeria. I wonder at this level, are there mentors, are there people that inspire you, right? Because what you're doing in oil and gas, I know in Nigeria, that was a project that they were working on. Rather than being one of the biggest imports of oil, trying to now become one of the biggest exports of it. Are you guys leaning on each other, or are we just watching success happen and saying that's inspiring, or is there a connection here?
I've never really had a mentor, but which is okay, it's fine. Some people, you know, have mentors, but I've never really had a mentor. However, I think, as I said, we are all a product of our surroundings. You learn, you know, subconsciously from people. I've been blessed to have, you know, a mother and father who were entrepreneurs. I think, looking back now, I've learned a lot from them without even knowing I was learning from them. I have a sister who was an entrepreneur, and I feel I've learned from her without necessarily knowing. I think that, you know, you see people do things, and you might even be in college, or you might be in high school. You might learn from some professors, or you know. So that's what, that's how it worked out for me. I didn't have the opportunity to sit down with anyone who had experience, because first of all, most people didn't want you to get in the business. They saw me as a young guy who's a threat. They just didn't want me to get involved. So I didn't have the opportunity. If you have the opportunity to have a mentor, I think that's a very good thing. I just never had that experience. And it's fine. It's okay. Because if you are serious and you are focused, you're running a 100 meters race or a 1,000 meter race, you're serious about the finish line. It doesn't matter if someone is giving you a word of encouragement or stuff. However, like I said, I've had people who have given me advice on various things, on personal life and other things, which all play a role in your business life. But I've never had a mentor to steer me. To avoid, you know, mistakes that have been made by them or whatever it is. But it's fine. It's okay to have. It's great to have, and it's okay if you don't have as well.
We talked about some opportunities. What are some challenges that, you know, the continent faces? We were at Davos last year. We were at the Africa House, and they spoke about, you know, not being able to travel from a variety of different countries for African citizens and the trade process, and that was a major concern. And I see, you know, countries now starting to lift travel bans and make it easier and not have. So from your perspective as an African on the continent, what are some challenges that, you know, you think could be improved across the continent as far as business is concerned?
I think the biggest issue that we need to overcome is us, ourselves, and how we deal with each other. That's the most important thing. How we deal with each other is the most important thing. Because, see, divide and conquer is real. So think about it this way. If you are from, let's say, Kenya, and you have the capacity to operate a mining field, and you are a bank in Kenya, and you can give him money to mine the gold or whatever mining field it is, you are cutting out the international banks, you are cutting out all those people. So the issue that we have here is this whole thing of, we cannot do it by ourselves, we need aid, we need foreign assistance and stuff like that. So that is really ingrained in us. And if we are able to figure it out that, listen, let's give us, people of color, the opportunity to try certain things. You know, yes, we're going to make mistakes, but believing in ourselves and trying to, you know, help each other, I think is the only way forward. Because by so doing, all these visa restrictions, all these other things, you know, some countries give foreign, like, Europeans visa on arrival permit, but an African need a visa. How about that? You know what I mean? So, but if we are really, you know, working together as for the success of the continent, we will let loose all those barriers that we put up. So I think it's more about us dealing with ourselves very well and stop the hypocrisy.
If you were starting a new business in 2024, what would be the 5 things you would focus on each day to grow that business, like 1,000% in 1 or 2 years? We need the real answer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I live, I breathe, I sleep oil and gas. I know it inside out. If someone to ask me, would you do it all over again? I'll do it all over again, you know, again and again. So if I'm to start another business, it's going to be in the oil and gas industry. Nothing comes easy, and
of course
you simply don't even know the answers sometimes. You just figure, like I said, you just figure it out on the job. You know, like you started, you said you want to make 1,000% returns. I just lost a friend right before I got on stage, literally a few minutes ago. Damn. Very good friend of mine, childhood friend. I'm sure she had plans. Sometimes you may have all these plans, but things don't work out the way is supposed to work out,
yeah.
Which is fine. So you may want to make 1,000%. Maybe if you get into the business, you may make 10%. You may make 20%. It is fine. Like I said earlier, you can start a water bottle business. It may last only 2-3 years, but you may make some money out of that. And you may learn some experiences out of that. Out of that, you're going into making microphones, which work business.
A needed business.
Yeah.
Need more.
You know, and so sometimes it's okay to start from somewhere. It may not turn out to be what you expected to be, yeah. And you transition to something else. But all that is part of you know, you've been built to something greater. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So sometimes, yeah, you might want 2,000%. I mean, I think everyone here wants 10,000% returns.
But more importantly, what are the habits that you're doing every day? If you can only pick five things that I'm doing these tasks in my business, what are some of those to help them going into 24?
I mean, so persistence. Like, you need to be persistent. You can't. You know, you can't just give up because they said no. You can't just give up because you started and you failed. You need to be persistent. Very, very important. You need to do your best to be very honest with yourself. If you know you don't have the ability to put together a team to help you build a rocket, and you don't have the ability to raise the funding to help you build a rocket, don't be going around saying you're going to go to the moon like no one's going to take it serious. You need to be honest with yourself. If you really want to be successful. The other thing that I personally believe in is prayer. So I don't know about you. Everyone might have something different, but I believe in prayer. Prayer works for me. So, you know, I go for the two-piece prayer and persistence have always worked for me. You need to really, you know, some people are very good with analyzing situations. You know, I have a friend. He's very smart, but he's not an entrepreneur. But he's a good manager. You know, if you want to jump into the pool, he will go and stand by the pool and dip his toe, come back, analyze all these things. 2 hours, he still hasn't jumped in the pool. As an entrepreneur, if you really believe in what you are doing, you just sometimes just got to go. Just got to go for it. Just do it. You know, don't be trying to overthink it. You're overthinking it, bro. Yeah. You're either going to win or you're going to lose. Two options. What else is there? So, you know, so... A lot of times we keep on hesitating. I think we just gotta go. Just do it. So these are the things that I believe that should be the basics and the fundamentals to whatever it is that we are trying to achieve in business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.